exactly my point. You are not normally this taller than me.
Damn, you're just a hater.
You wasn't this tall earlier.
Yes, I was.
No, you were not.
Your ass and greedy, so.
You wasn't beating nothing and greedy. You lost and then you left. Talking about fuck this shit. Fuck your table.
I won six straight games.
Lost six straight games. And we are on air. We on air, Fafa.
Was uploading to get ready to pay me my money because we was gambling.
Whatever.
202. Hey, whoever whoever Kimmy rent land from, her tier gonna be late this week because I waxed that ass.
I pay my tier a month ahead, so boom.
Yeah, it's gonna be late this month.
Get it straight.
My bad.
It been already paid up. Second of all, I beat that ass six times in greedy.
No,
so I'm just stop lying.
You beat Lala. Kept logging off every time she could leave.
Oh my goodness, you guys are tuned in to Say What Talk Show, and we have a special guest on air. We were able to go into the King James Version and pull out Pharaoh without his army. We were able to get Pharaoh on a panel.
Ben?
Keep on, I'm about to show you a snake.
Oh no!
It's not Sunday.
Hey, that's one.
Can you let my people go? You let my people go, okay?
But we won't be parting no Red Seas. We don't play that.
All right, y'all. Today the topic is let the church say amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Testify.
Well, we are going to start off today by introducing ourselves through a nice little icebreaker. So I want to go around and ask everybody, what is your religious background and how often do you go to church? So let's start off with you, Pharaoh, a.k.a. DJ Super Ugly, a.k.a. Infinite Goodnight.
Well, you have introduced my name, so I guess all that's left to say is my religion, which is a non-practicing practicer. And the last time I went to church, what year is this? It had to be Easter, and probably in my teen year. So, yeah, let's just go with that. Somewhere pre-2000 in Easter.
You said teen years, so you mean pre-1960, okay.
I'm going to ask you. Kimmy, you only 4 years younger than me, so...
I'm not 4 years younger than you. Stop that. You keep telling yourself that. You're almost 40. I'm not even 35.
Your birth certificate got made out on it. That's what I'm going to
say. I'm going to need you to stop lying on a Sunday.
Your birth certificate got a one line with the initials. That don't count.
I'm going to need you to stop lying on a Sunday. That's why your city had all those seven plays, because you was lying.
Okay. Well, next person. Couldn't even get my introduction out without some interruptions. Y'all rude. Black people. We need a panel of all white people.
And you won't be on it.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Oh, Comedian Renegade, Kimmy Rock. I'm a Christian. I haven't been to church since I moved to my new location, just because I haven't found a church that speaks to my soul. You just can't go anywhere.
They don't have no churches in hell.
No, devil. Mister, I'm a practicing non-practicer, practicing how to be a heathen.
What exactly does moving to a church that has not spoken to your soul mean? A pastor not cute? What that mean?
No, not the pastor not cute. Well, you know what? There's some places that you know they not really in it to teach about, you know, the word, or they in it for the good. They're in it, you know, for other things. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to the church and every 5 minutes there's a collection for the building fund, the wooden leg fund, the sister need a new nose fund, the pastor need a new Cadillac fund, then something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Something ain't right up in there.
All right, Smoke, since we hear your voice, go ahead.
My religion is Linden's, and the last time I went to church was a couple years ago at Derek Stewart's church. Shout out to the homie, the big brother Noop, Derek Stewart. I think, what is that, the Oasis Sim or the, I forgot where the church was, but that's the last time I went to church. I forget. That's how long it's been.
River of Life.
Right. Sims be closing.
They still have church. I was at the church the other day. They were still having it.
So you know where you'll be next Sunday, Smoke.
You see, he got real quiet. And I said the church was still around.
Go ahead, Dior.
What was the question again? I kind of what happened? I'm sorry.
What is your religious background, and when was the last time you been to church?
My religious background is I believe in Jesus, yes, God. And the last time I've been to church, I have to say, I wasn't even a teen. I was a little girl. So I don't remember.
Who was that talking?
I don't remember.
who was that talking?
Really? Last week? Dior. Really?
Oh, you still how a little feeling? Girl.
That's so, how y'all feel? No, I'm 22 years old. Okay?
Dior is 17.
No, 16 I'm 22. And a half. Let's
have you
get
seen?
It. Let's
Dior,
get
Dior
into
is 17.
It.
Don't even try that.
Look at the real life picture.
Oh, right. Y'all is throwing shade.
Fellas, if you flirting with Dior, if you flirting with Dior, Chris Hansen's on the other end waiting on you
with some Mike's Hard Lemonade.
You can go meet her if you want to.
I got these chocolate cookies. Okay.
You can go meet her if you want to.
Yeah, you be burning in hell.
She's a decoy.
Yes, I want these
cookies. DJ Spice.
This takes you with Latina. Well, do you know my religion? I am a Catholic, and what I say is,
so
I was talking to my ex, and I said, "Bitch, you know what? Fuck you, because I am a grown woman."
Oh wow!
Oh, she bow.
You lucky she is like AFK right now. Because
did she just come back? There she is. Yeah.
I thought that was her for a minute. I'm so sorry. That was That was so much.
Wow.
Oh no.
So what did you say, Smoker? To you, woman?
Wow. Damn.
That wasn't me.
Damn. Damn.
So, Spice, what's your religious background, and when's the last time you've been to church?
Who are you talking to?
You.
The other Spice.
2015.
Wait, we ain't even in 2015.
Are we on air?
Yes, we are. What is your religious background?
I came to Central Latina, and to tell you the truth, last time I went to church was to give thank God that man out of my life, and that was about 7 years ago.
So basically, you were on point with what Smoke had said before you had came.
That's right, baby.
And I said, "Bitch, I'm glad that you got this man out of my life."
And that's what I said, God. You know I love you. Took all my money, but you know what? I started from the bottom over here. Now I'm at the top. Oh my God, I can't believe I said that. No, I do pray every single day and single night. And then I give thanks to the Lord that I'm still alive and my kids are well and nobody bothers me, and I pay my own. You know, I'm a man and a woman. I'm a combo.
That's right.
So hey, God is there for me and he's good. I don't need to be going to church. I don't believe in the priests and stuff anymore like I used to.
Flip that peen and you got a peen, Jana.
Look at you. We're talking about church. You're talking about the peen, Jana. But no, I do love my God, and he's the only one. And I'm the only one who I fear too. That's it.
Okay. All right. And DJ Honey.
I don't even know if I want to be a part of this.
Well, you're here now, so you can't leave.
Start up. Uh-oh. Yeah, she's going to tell you all. Got it, honey.
First off, I'm DJ Honey, and I am a born-again Christian. Actually, I can't really say born again because I've been a Christian all my life. So.
Amen. So you ain't never backslide?
Of course. Everybody does. But, you know, I am forgiven, and God loves me, and I take solace in that. So.
Yes, you do.
I... Because of my health problems, I'm not able to go to church as often as I would like. However, I do attend a church of, you know, I visit different churches online and things like that on a regular basis. So I do get my word in. I do get my praise on. I do. Why are y'all laughing?
Smoke. I'm laughing because Smoke says sliding on your back is a part of life.
I didn't want to say it on the. I didn't want to say nothing.
Bestie,
look. And it's supposed to be Sunday.
But I am a firm believer that it doesn't have to be Sunday for, in order for you to do the right thing, Smoke. So, praise him 24/7, 100,000%.
Yes, right. 100,000, yes.
Okay, and to our listeners who are in the audience in local chat, here is a chance for you to win some L's.
Get your
we L's. Are going to play a game.
Wait, hold up. Vane, you didn't answer the question.
Mm.
Huh?
Don't huh? You ain't answered the question.
She didn't want to
tell y'all. Oh, I thought I did.
No, you didn't. You see, she thinks she's slick. Go ahead, answer the question.
I am a non-denominational Christian.
Hmm.
And I also like to consider myself a tourist of other religions.
Hmm? What that mean? You be you poke your head in the synagogue, be like, "What up?" and leave. What?
That's right. Me too. I do that.
Be church hopping.
I'm kind of with you on that because you know everybody. There's a point to everything, and everybody has their own ideas and thoughts and their beliefs, and you know it helps to learn what other people believe and what they don't believe, so that you know who's wrong and who's right.
Exactly, and that's how I feel.
I got a question. Okay, when you said, I don't know, I think God is only one. Anybody calls him different ways, different names, and he's the mighty one, and that's it. I don't know about the, and I don't know about the churches you go, different churches, because they preach by Jehovah or Jesus or Christ or God. I thought it was just only one person. Everybody is one person to me. You know what I mean? It's the only one. That's what I'm saying. I don't know anybody else. I believe in one. No, that's it. I don't care what church. That's the question. Why do everybody calls them different?
Because everybody has different beliefs.
Well, what's the difference? What's the belief that you believe in only one? I mean, it's the same, isn't it?
Well, it depends.
I mean,
they all believe in
one.
I mean,
but it's just like goes by different names
in there that you know, people believe. Like, for instance, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses believe certain things that not all Christians believe, or not all Baptist people believe. So you really gotta, you know, dig a little bit deeper. You can't just say, why do you call him Jehovah and why do you call him God? Because, you know, a lot of Christians call him Jehovah too. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're different.
When I was growing up, I believed that every church got their own rules because of, oh, you're not allowed to do this or you're not allowed to do that. So one day I asked my mom, I said, why would they do that? I mean, isn't there just one God in the world and the whole universe, you know, like a little kid? And she says, well, every church got their own rules. I'm like, okay, I don't care. Fine. I just believe in God. That's it.
Yeah, she's right. Every church does it. I mean, not so much every church, but every religion has their own rules.
Exactly. Religion, not church. I'm sorry. Religion. And I'm like, what's the difference? It's only one. It's only one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to.
But everybody believes out. That. You got to remember, everybody believes that there's only one God, and they believe that their God is the only one God. That's the difference.
So how are we winning these Lindens?
And he comes in three colors.
All right.
Did you know that? Did you all know that?
Well, with this game, I want.
I got
panel.
A1.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Did you know that Jesus comes in three colors?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so how are they going to win these Lindens, Vane?
Oh, Lord, there she go.
All right. The first person in local to answer this, I guess, trivia question correctly will win some Lindens, and it will have to be in local. So even if you have to shout it so I can see who answers first, and I want my panel to answer, and I will give you the correct answer after commercial break. But we're going to have our panel answer. And this is called, I'm going to give you three different denominations. And you are going to pick which denomination this story came from. Mm-hmm. So, out of this category, it will be Christian, Catholic, or Jewish. All right, there was a man of the cloth who stole money from the church. And over the 7 years of stealing money from the church, he used that money to pay for his personal expenses, including hotel rooms, restaurants, clothing, and male escorts.
Ooh, no, wait a second.
Which one is the black denomination?
No. He was paying for men. Well, yeah. Well, if it was said little boys, I would have went with Catholic.
No, right. As soon as he said escorts, that's a Negro.
Male escorts. Wait,
how much did he spend on the escorts?
Okay, he's accused of stealing over 7 years, $1.3 million.
Jewish. Yeah, he was white.
Jewish.
That's a good point.
That's upscale.
That is a good point. Because a Negro ain't going to spend $1.3 million on no hoes.
Right.
Wow.
$1.3 maybe. But $1.3 million on some hoes? Nah, not going to happen.
Yeah, so I got to agree with Smoke.
Right. You know, the rich dudes be in the $50 district any damn way. Mm-hmm. With 50 hoes. Stretching each one out.
In the hotel conference room.
Probably. Writing it off.
Remember, in local to our listeners, either Christian, Catholic, or Jewish. So after this commercial break, we will see who our winner is while we go ahead and juke a little bit for Jesus.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Y'all going to hell.
You lying, man.
They talking about werewolves and Chupa the werewolf.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. You guys going to go to hell for real.
Give me chocha.
Oh, my God.
And y'all know we on the air, right?
Give me chocha.
Are we?
Oh,
okay.
Yes, we are.
Somebody else said that.
Church so clean, I go to pussy in it.
I'm going to there so I won't get hit by lightning.
Wow, I can't mess with y'all.
You want somebody to hit your lining?
Wow.
That means she wants the bottom dug out. Okay?
Right.
You're crazy.
Wait a minute. Ain't y'all talking about church? And then y'all, see, I can't with y'all today.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Ain't been to church since the 90s.
You haven't been to church since Martin Luther King got shot.
I,
I was that day. I went to church probably, honestly, let me think. No, real talk. I think I went to church. This is 2013. I'm sure I've been since 2011.
No, stop lying.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Don't tell a funeral don't count.
Maybe 2000. Really?
I was going to say I went on the 13.
I know for sure I went in 2008 because my daughter had a program. So I know for sure I went in 2008. So at the most, it's been 5 years.
So they looked at you in church and asked your daughter, who that is? Yeah, that's my daddy.
They were like, ooh, girl, you got a daddy? Lucky girl. All right.
All right, y'all. The question that we had on deck was, who was the man of the cloth? What was he? Was he Christian? Was he Catholic? Or was he Jewish? Well, the winner was Lachey. This man, this 64-year-old Roman Catholic priest, stole $1.3 million over the course of 7 years, and he used the money to pay for personal expenses, hotel rooms, restaurants, clothing, and male escorts.
That was a clinch of male escorts.
So, Lachey Johnson, you will be getting 200 L's.
All right. Don't spend on male escorts.
Right.
You get those for free.
All right. Right now, we are going to talk about church and money. Is church more so a business or a true place of praise and worship?
I think it boils down to the individual church, you know. You can't put anything across the board, but there's definitely some that are all about that. I think most of those TV things, you know, where they want you to call in for some oil or order this gold, this lucky chain, and send them me and I'm going to bless you. I think those are obviously just big business. Big business.
I think the one where, you know, the preacher driving that up-to-date 2013 Benz, the deacon, got something probably a little lower than that. The first lady got something a little lower than that. That's the business.
Right. And anybody last name Dollar? I'm sorry. Lord. Sorry. Automatic. Automatic fail.
If they Fresh start the dollars. Service, talking about get some time, that's the business. Can we get a little church first before we start paying?
Right. I heard some churches got cover charges now.
I think that...
Got to pay just to get in.
I think that if you have a question about the money, you know, where it's going and that kind of thing, if you sit in a church and there's a, you know, and they're passing the plate around and you have no idea what's happening with the money that goes into this plate, that there's, you know, there's probably a business thing going on. Because most churches will let you know exactly where the money is going. At least they should. The honest ones do anyway.
It's just true. I agree with Honey. And I kind of agree with Dior and Finn a little bit too. But the thing is, to have a running church in a background, you do have to run it as a business. Because it's, although it's a place of worship,
you have to maintain the bills.
Yeah. You know, they don't give churches free property. You know, you got to pay property tax, you got to pay the light bill, and you know, all those other things. So
As
a church, do you think tithes are actually necessary?
Well, I want to answer that. I don't have a problem. I know that they obviously got to take care of the building, but when the pastor's driving a Lincoln Town Car and they're living in a 3,000 square foot home, that's what I'm talking about. That's when it's a little excessive. Why you can't drive a Ford Focus?
I can't have my pastor riding around dirty.
See, let him get a Ford Focus. Get him a little apartment.
This is the man designated to give me the word. He is the one that's supposed to
make
lift me up.
Yeah,
I can't have him driving around in something raggedy, breaking down on the side of the road. We look like my pastor standing on the side of the road fixing flats every week.
Get him a 2013 Focus. You know, he can save him some gas.
An energy saver.
Right. He can show us the way. Show it, lead by example, saving energy. Nah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's actually, you know, what the new Pope is all about, too, from what I've read. He's, you know, not living in a palace. You know, he wants to live in a one-bedroom apartment or whatever, you know, because he knows that it's not about him. It's about a higher purpose. You know, right. If you own a church or you're a pastor or, you know, what have you, you know, you got to look at it like, okay, is this about me and my needs, or is this about the church and bringing other people together and, you know, for a higher learning?
What was the new Pope riding in before?
He was riding the bus. He was riding the bus. He wasn't doing like private flights. He was like riding the plane with everybody else. He was actually acting like a regular person.
So basically he wasn't riding around like Jay-Z or nothing like that before.
Nope.
He definitely started from the bottom.
I think it's in poor taste that y'all bring the Pope up when y'all know I was running for Pope and didn't make it. I think that's poor taste, and my feelings are hurt. I got nothing to say for the rest of the show.
Okay. Do you think tithes are necessary?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta pay bills, and you know, keep it together. I would think so.
No, they're not necessary. No.
Oh, Lord.
No. 10% of what No, this should be, hey, this is what happened. The light bill came. What everybody got on it? You know, that's how it should
be. Well, it is 10% of what, it's 10%, but it also is of what, you give what you can. They're not saying give 10% and then your lights, and with that 10%, your lights are going to be shut off. If you can't do the 10%, you can't do the 10%. If you can only do $5 or a dollar, then you do it because you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart.
I think the amount of money that you give in tithes is something that should be between you and God and nobody else.
Exactly.
The money don't go to God. The money goes to the church, and the church uses it how they see fit. So that's my issue with it now.
Well, that's when you go to a church to actually do what they're supposed to do with the money.
What exactly are they supposed to do with the money?
If they say it's using it for a new building, then you need to see a new building. When I used to live down here in Florida, I went to a church that was really small, and they actually was renting a spot out of another church. And the whole point was, you know, with the tithes, was getting their own church and all that. Right now, that same person, they got two locations of churches, and they're doing really well.
They franchise.
How do you franchise a church?
Chicken.
See?
One in the north side, one in the south.
Y'all think I'm being cynical, but I'm serious.
They have locations. If the congregation builds and you can't fit everybody in one building, you have two locations. There's a lot of churches that actually do that. But my thing is, do you actually saw that the money went to building up the church? They wasn't stuck in that small little church, you know what I'm saying, for years. And you like, wait a minute, we've been giving to this building fund for like 15 years. We can't get a building now?
All right. Okay.
I've seen that.
Exactly. So then you know that's not the church you need to go to.
All right. Yep.
Take you 15 years to figure it out.
I watch church on TV. It's free.
Okay. I don't think you need to go to church to worship the Lord. I don't think you got to go to church.
You don't have to.
You can read the scripture. You can pray at night. You don't need none of that. You don't need nobody to teach you.
Church is just a building. Where, as they say, where two or more are gathered, that is church. So you can have church in your house with you and somebody else reading the Bible and talking about the Bible. Church is just a place for you to gather. Now, when they make it into something else, that's when you got to say, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
Or you can kill yourself and go to heaven and speak direct. How about that? Whoa. You don't have to pay tithes or nothing.
Wow.
That's crazy. There you go.
You're going straight to hell. The devil said, you's a liar.
Okay. Wow. Who do you think has the bigger salary? Rabbis, priests, ministers, or imams?
Which one's the black people?
Minister.
Yeah. Ministers be bullying.
Well, I must
know.
Say the rabbis.
I must let you know, it is actually the reform rabbis, which are basically Orthodox Jews. And their average salary is $146,000 a year. But when you look at ministers, you can't really average them. If you kind of separate them from regular churches and mega churches, because mega churches are the ones that are basically making the mega dollars.
Well, I think too that because with the ministers, a lot of their money is spent up on that Bentley and that $3,000 square home. So they may not be taking home much, but they living like they're taking home much, you know. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay, like, and I know this bothered you a little bit, but you know what is your initial thought when you see a pastor pull up to the church in a big body Beamer
with a ceiling missing?
Lord Jesus, I'd be like, ooh, Lord Jesus.
I get offended. I think that's ridiculous. I think it's overkill. Nobody said you got to do all that. I don't mind a brand new car, but why does it have to be a luxury car? You know, that's my thing.
Thing going to be tricked out. Had a thing.
Yes.
But what if before your minister became a minister, he was a doctor or a lawyer, so he had money put away that he could buy that Benz without then the church money?
If he bought it, then he bought it. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the church
buys it. But you assume it.
I'm not assuming nothing. I'm talking about what I've been through. I don't know about the doctor, church,
but she said, how do you feel when they pull up? When you pull up.
Dr. Reverend Love. I don't know.
You know what I think? You know what I think?
Pastor, I know personally.
In my opinion, you know, say for instance, you know, the pastor was a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, and he, you know, had a lot of money, whatever. The right pastor, in my opinion, would leave that crap at home on Sunday morning.
That's a good point too.
You know, you can own something real nice, but you don't be rubbing it in people's faces. You know,
okay. When you wouldn't ride Jeep Benz to church on Sunday.
Hold on, Yasmina has a question. How is a preacher driving a Bentley different from a man that gets on the radio talking about murdering a woman's punani? Wouldn't you rather see good with nice things than evil? I don't know who that's directed at, so I'm gonna let y'all go first. Cause
that's true. I'm just saying, how you gonna? So none of the people in his congregation, if they own a Bentley or a Benz, should drive up in church with it.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Then the pastor shouldn't. If that's his car, that's his car.
But you gotta remember too, you're supposed to be there as a leader. You know, you're supposed to be the one that's, you know, you gotta be able to understand the people that you're leading. And if your church is in the middle of the hood and you know that 85% of the people that attend your church are on welfare, why would you do that?
Right.
Well, then that pastor doesn't have a good heart, and that's not the church you need to go to.
But that's what we're saying.
And it has nothing to do with the car he drives. That has to do with the type of person he is, because he could drive a raggedy car and still be a bad person.
I think it's vanity, though. I think that when you're a pastor or a preacher, you're supposed to be a leader. And what you're saying is, I'm vain. I like to show off these expensive things. Not to mention, it's tax-free, so you're hiding this, all types of loopholes into getting that. Whereas the rap, I guess you're talking about a rapper or something. The rapper, for whatever reason, that's his profession. He's paying taxes. He's doing whatever. He's not hiding behind some legal loophole of, I'm a nonprofit organization, but I'm living, you know.
So like all people that work at nonprofit organizations should live in one bedroom houses.
No.
Are you saying? But that's basically what you're saying.
I'm not saying. I'm saying these are people in that particular case that are taking advantage of the system. No, he should not have. No.
Generalizing.
I'm talking about the pastor. The example you gave with the pastor driving a Bentley.
But who's to say that pastor didn't get it on his own? But
if he got on his own, I've already said I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with him with people making $50,000 a year tithing. I have a problem with people making $50,000 a year tithing so this guy can drive an $85,000 a year car. That's my problem.
But do you know that the church board set what the pastor makes? The pastor doesn't set that.
You make an example, then you keep changing it to say, well,
I still make an example. I didn't make that example.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, we're talking about the guy, like I just said, that the church is buying this crap for him, all this extravagant, when it's not necessary. He needs a car to get back and forth. That's the focus. He needs a house. Give him a 3-2-bedroom, whatever, duplex. Call it a damn day.
Do you understand that it's not the pastor that makes those decisions, right?
It should be then.
But he should also be able to say, you know what, I don't need all of that.
Exactly. That's what a real leader would do. Yeah.
Okay.
Martin
Luther King drove a Nova. It was back in the 60s. He drove a Nova. He didn't have a good car. Cool. And he lived in a 1-bedroom apartment with Coretta and all his kids.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's no, we all know he did it.
He had some holes on the side, too, but he had some money.
We all know he drove around in a better car, and he lived in a nice house. Come on now.
Oh, my God. Kimmy, look, just because you pray to Creflo Dollar, don't be trying to get us all to come.
You really don't pay for Creflo Dollar, but I am a firm believer on we are not to judge unless you know exactly what that person is doing.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if the person pays for it himself, no problem. But if the church is paying for it, I have a problem. That's it. That's but I can't cut no closer than that.
The church wants to do it. That is the church's business.
That's excessive. How about this? This is what we're going to do. Can I finish? At the end of the year, we got this surplus. We're going to give y'all some money back for your tithes. We're going to give you 3% back. Pastor driving the Focus. Y'all can have 30. Y'all split this $50,000 back and go take your families out. How about that?
Churches do that. They do give back to
them. Well, that church shouldn't be whatever the case.
When people can't get rent, they go up to the church and the church give them their rent money.
Whatever that pastor
doing. Yeah, but you also got to remember that
it's excessive.
When they do that, you know, when those churches have the little money that's set aside to help the, you know, people that need help with their rent or whatever, you know, they don't just give it to you. You know, they have to go through all, you got to apply for it or whatever. You know, they got to look at your situation, you know, that kind of thing. It's not something that, okay, you know what, you've been a member of the church for this long, you know, we're going to go ahead and help you out. No, they have to pick and choose. And that's another thing that I have a problem with personally, because if I'm giving to the church every single, it's like insurance, you know, if I pay my insurance on time every single month, if I have an accident, I'm going to get my car taken care of. And okay, it's the same thing. And I'm not saying that church is insurance, but if I have a problem and I come to my church and I say, look, I'm not going to be able to make my rent this year, you know, this month, can y'all help me out? And if they come back and tell me no, I have a huge problem with that. If I've been a lawyer member, that kind of thing. So, you know, that's something else you got to look at.
You have to apply for it. Just like you say, it's a business with your insurance. When you go for insurance and you say you crashed your car, I need money to fix it. Don't you got to go and file a claim, and they got to file that claim for their records, right? So the same thing with church. If they're giving money out, they have to answer to someone. Just because they don't pay taxes does not mean they don't answer to the IRS.
The insurance is a business. Their whole job is not to pay you. At the end of the day, everything we do
is a business. There's checks and balances for everything.
You just said the church wasn't a business. You just said it's not a business.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm sitting here with the treasurer, and I see that Sister Honey and took out $5,000 every month for the rent.
I said for her example, if you're going to treat it like insurance, you're paying your tithes, then just like with insurance, you have to file a claim.
But you know, nowadays,
to keep that record, because they also have to show the IRS where their money are going in and out.
I'm going to use your example. The more money that churches give away, the better they look to the IRS.
hold on. Using your example, nowadays insurance companies give you money back at the end of the year if you don't use any. So why can't the church do the same thing? Instead of trying,
the church ain't doing
I'm
that.
I'm just saying as a whole, instead of always, hey, like I said, instead of him driving an $80,000 car, we're gonna give him his $30,000, and that $50,000 we was gonna spend, we're gonna split back among the congregation. Not because they came to us applying, but just because we're gonna do it ahead. We're gonna do it preemptively. How about
because
that?
We know that there's a need for it.
Do that too. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Church is run by a board, just like a company is run by a board. And the board is made up of people from the church. So if those people from the church is saying they want that church run that way, you can't put that on that pastor. You put it on the people of your church.
He should lead a church then. How about that? Because I am not going to be part of no church where I'm driving a Lincoln and I'm watching
my
Let me finish. And I'm watching my people catch buses and cabs to and from service, and I'm hopping in this damn Lincoln, giving them the finger as I pull off. No, fuck that. That's crazy.
And that was my whole point from the beginning. If you see something that's not right in the church, do not go there.
And don't be a part of it. There's no justification for a church to say, okay, we want our pastor to drive the best cars, live in the best house. That's silly. That's not what the purpose of church is supposed to be.
He's got a good point.
Damn it.
Diamond said not all churches play by the rules. That's right.
Exactly. And they don't.
Exactly. And if they
Amen.
That's the whole point. Do not go there. But you cannot generalize. You can't say, well, the black pastor and the oh my goodness. Okay. I'm gonna wait for you to say the black minister again and generalize.
Funny. You know damn well I was joking. You know I was joking. Come on now.
Generalize again.
You know I was joking.
Okay, now it was a joke. Okay.
That was a joke, but I'm talking about seriously. I don't think drive luxury vehicles. No, I don't. I don't believe none of them should drive. I think if they're making $50 million a year extra, they should still be driving a Ford Escort, and they should take the extra or whatever and give it back to the church. Give it to the community then. Let's say all the constituents are rich. Fuck it, then we'll give it to the community. There's no excuse for that. None. And nothing you say will make me think anything different.
You know what my pastor does? My pastor, when he was hired, he held on to his full-time job. He was an accountant. He held on to his full-time job. He kept the house that he and his wife bought together. And, you know, he kept living the life that he lived before he became the pastor, you know. And then when the church came to him and asked him, you know what, we need you as a full-time pastor. We need you to quit your job. We'll give you a raise. He accepted half of the amount that he was paying. He was getting paid as an accountant because he had saved up his money and he knew that someday he was going to be leaving his job as an accountant. And so as a salary, he accepted half of what he was already getting paid as an accountant. So, you know, he rode around in a great big old beat up, whatever. Now his wife had the better car, but she wasn't driving around in no Cadillac or Bentley or nothing like that. You know, her car was, you know, a couple years newer, but he had no problem driving around in a beat up old, you know, whatever, you know, just to make sure that the money that he was receiving was allocated, you know, in a way that was better seen, not just from the people outside, but it was for better use for the church as well.
I have no problem with a new car. I mean, I'm being facetious and a focus. It could be a nice medium price, mid price sedan. You know, look, give me a little Mercury Mountain. What's the town car? No, that's Lincoln. You know, get him a nice little 4-door sedan or whatever. You know, that's fine. You know, but give him a van.
So is he still riding around in that beat up car?
You know what? He traded in that beat-up car for a beat-up truck because he decided that he wanted to help people out. You know, people buy furniture and stuff. They need somebody to help, you know. So that's what he does. You know, he uses his truck. He'll go around and help people with their yards and stuff like that. I mean, my pastor's
a good pastor. That's a good pastor.
Yeah.
I could identify with that.
You know, he's a very, very practical man. Very practical.
Okay, Diamond is talking about panties. Lunch after school programs and panties. I don't even know how.
Right, I saw panties. Something about
after school lunch program panties.
She said pantries.
No, she said panties. Well, she corrected it, but she said panties.
Somebody giving away their panties after school?
Yeah, that's what she said. I don't know what type of church that is.
Diamond said, then again, there's a lot going on that the members of the church don't know about where money is going. Scholarships, dues, payment for the other staff members of the church, such as for after-school programs, pantries, grants, etc., fees, and so on.
Very good point.
Yeah, and again, I'm not saying that, you know, that churches don't do good, Kimmy. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I just think that you shouldn't do excess. There's a such thing as doing too much or having too much excess. And driving around a luxury SUV is excess.
Okay, then.
TJ's drive.
I'm sure he TJ's don't drive. He got a driver. He snapped his fingers and three niggas pull up.
That means he is not a good pastor because he drives. He has a driver.
Nope.
Because he's in excess.
I don't agree with none of the TV paths. None of them. Not one. Benihana. What's Benny?
Actually, he drives a Rolls Royce. I just googled it.
There you go. See what I'm talking about? But that's okay, Kim. That's okay because he give $3 back to the congregation every month. You're right.
No, nope, he's right because he don't give nothing back to his congregation. Because you're right.
No TD.
No TD Jakes don't do nothing. He don't do nothing. You are right.
No Benny Hinn.
Oh, and
no
he Joel owns Steed. His own airplane.
No Joel Steed. None of them.
No Pastor Blunt.
Nothing.
I don't like none.
They don't do nothing. You right.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna find you a pastor. Hold on, real quick. I'm gonna show you my boy. That one. Y'all want to see a pastor? Hold on.
Okay. Since we're on the pastors, what services does a pastor provide to a church?
Well, we heard cutting grass. One. anything else?
Check out old boy.
Does anybody know what a pastor actually does other than preach?
Supposed to be a spiritual leader.
Take money, as Fafun said, take money and go buy cars and ride around like they're getting it.
You being an asshole. Mm-hmm. I think they're supposed to be a spiritual leader, you know.
The main job of a pastor is to educate and to lead their sheep, lead their flock.
Wouldn't that be spiritual leader?
A life of, yeah, exactly. A spiritual leader, someone that's going to not just lead, but teach as well, you know.
I agree.
And you know, make sure that their people, you know, are learning about, you know, what their beliefs are. You know, everybody believes different things, but, you know, overall, everybody's got to learn about what they believe and, you know, not only just teach about it, but to, you know, guide you in the right manners on how you should live your life as well, you know. I've seen, you know, many of people, you know, having marital problems, go talk to their pastor, you know, things like that. You know, pastors have lots of huge jobs.
Has anyone ever seen a job description for a pastor?
No.
Mm-mm. I saw it on movies.
I think they varied from church to church.
They do vary from church to church, but like Honey said, the bulk of it is to provide the spiritual leadership, is to provide pastoral leadership, is to provide like outreach programs and leadership. It's like I said, a business as well, and the pastor is the CEO. You cannot run it by yourself, although you wear many hats. You are the head of that table. You are the head of that household. And being the head of the household, you have a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, what she said.
I second that. Right.
Really, Smoke? I did not say leadership.
You did. I heard you, but I didn't. I hear everything. You said he do leader shit. I'm like, okay, cool.
Whatever. Okay. Do you guys know the song by Big Sean called Celebrity?
Is it played in rotation on what radio?
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I don't think I heard that one. Or I probably have.
Must be a B-side.
Well, in his, well, in that song, he has the lyrics. They say that it's the root of all evil. At least that's what the pastor tried to teach us. But he will pass around the collection plate till it's heavyweight. As soon as his speech is through, then hop in the Benz coupe. Mm-hmm. What are your, what are your thoughts on that?
He's a member of the wrong church.
I think he's pretty accurate, though. I think that, you know, church has become big business now. Mm-hmm. So I think, and I think that a lot of them do get into it initially for, you know, that's what their calling is, and they feel like, I want to be a spiritual leader. But eventually, like anything else, you know, they start getting money and they become corrupted and they lose focus or lose track. I don't think T.D. Jakes started out as, hey, I'm about to be driving a Bentley and drive. I think he started off as, hey, I want to teach and I feel very spiritual, and then look what happened. So, yeah, I think that's more common now.
Yeah, I think what it has turned into, some of these churches, it is a combination of business and religion. And these quote-unquote successful churches are the ones that realize the possibility of power when they grow their church. So you have to have, you know, because I know one church down here in New Orleans a long time ago. It was one church. I'm not going to say the name because, you know, I'm kind of close to these folk. But it started out as one church, and then the reverend, he saw the opportunity of growing his church into another franchise and another franchise. And then sooner or later, he's real, real big, and now he's real, real big. And you can't have, you know, and that's why I say I can see that pastor riding around with his ceiling missing, because his church is so big. No, for real. His church is so big that he has to represent the number of people in his flock. And he can't be riding around in a Nova when he's over like a whole bunch of folks. He has to represent the power of his church. So he has to have them spinners.
So he has to have something, so he can't have a Hyundai.
Yeah, he has to have a luxurious vehicle.
Oh, right. My God.
You can't have the CEO of Chevron riding around in a van. That shit don't work. It don't match.
Well, if I had to have a preference on what my pastor drove, I would prefer him to drive a hybrid car, because it lets me know that he actually cares about the economy as well.
Right.
He don't care that much about the economy. If he really cared, he'd ride a bike.
So, I don't want my pastor sweaty before he gets to the pulpit.
But you know what? Jesus walked.
Right.
He rode a donkey.
Kanye told us that.
But if they had cars back then, what would Jesus have driven?
He was still walking. He was riding.
Jesus would have walked. He would have walked.
He was walking.
His car got a horsepower.
He was walking.
So you telling me Jesus didn't even have a donkey?
He didn't ride on the donkey.
So he walked everywhere. Okay, then what kind of shoes he had on?
He had
sandals.
Sandals.
It's too easy. Come on. All right. Come on, hit us with something better.
what name brand sandals?
He won't wear a name brand. I think somebody made it in his following.
He had on Nike because he just went out and he had to just do it.
He had to pay last narcos.
Really?
I know he wasn't wearing no Divas, though. He would have drew the line there. Like, nah, bro. Nah,
he would have broke his ankle on that first walk.
Nah, bro, I can't do those. Bless you, my son.
Why do
I can't be healing my ankle every two steps.
What type of shoes does Derek Stewart wear?
He's like, he can't be healing his ankles every two steps. I can't. Oh,
y'all going, y'all going to hell in a handbasket.
I'd be a saint.
Why are pastors always talking about or preaching about money?
Because most folks don't know how to handle what they got.
Do you guys agree?
Don't really see it.
And when they do,
what's the question?
Why are pastors always talking about or preaching about money?
Because that's what the church has become a business in most cases. That's why.
Because money is the root of all evil.
Right on, smoke.
Because whether you're rich, poor, or middle class, money is always on your mind. And everybody, no matter if they have money or don't have money, always looking to make more money.
Right, I be dreaming to make more money. Believe that.
More money.
That's okay. When you grow up and finish high school, Dior, you'll be all right.
Ooh. I'm glad I graduated in 09.
Use a lie. Don't be trying to get Chris Hansen setting people up. Y'all better pray. Y'all better pray that you don't end up trying to do Dior and Chris Hansen's in there waiting on you.
Yeah, she right.
She's only 17.
I still got these cookies.
I'm warning y'all. I'm going to like, damn, Finn told the truth and I didn't even know it.
Well, I have the top.
Finn is one that want to show up at the doorstep right now, so I guess he waiting on Chris too. He's just trying to throw salt. He don't want nobody else checking for me. That's under there.
What you mean cookies? What cookies you talking about?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, I like oatmeal. Never mind.
I got oatmeal raisin.
That's some shit. I got some Mike's Hard Lemonade. Let's make a deal.
Well, I got the top three reasons why pastors talk about money. The first reason is to invite people to help the church fulfill their calling. Because every church has a vision. And, you know, no vision is free. The second reason, Jesus talked about money a lot. Did you guys know that?
He was a Jew. He couldn't help it.
I know he went to, well, let me stop. See, I be watching that show, The Bible. And
that's a good show. That's a good show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. It just had me, like, I know a lot of stuff now from watching that.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I'm just saying Jesus was sexy. I know
you said Jesus was sexy. Oh, Lord, Jesus, help him. Oh, my God, I'm out of here. On that note, I'm out, fellas.
I'm sorry. I asked for forgiveness. He understood.
Jesus Christ entered the region for real.
Why is he not in the chat range?
He made that up.
He really did. You need a...
Okay, I was just checking.
Just a heathen.
Well, 11 of the parables that Jesus talked about was about money. One out of every 7 verses in the Gospel of Luke talk about money. And about 25% of Jesus' teachings in the Gospel relates to money, stewardship, and the resources that God has given us.
He was a Jew. He couldn't help it. It's in his genetics.
And thirdly, there is a direct correlation between what we do with our money and what we truly believe. Oh.
I don't know what you mean by that. Can you explain what you mean?
Okay, just like in Luke 12:34, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's most important to you is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. So it could be your worldly possessions, it could be your vagina, it could be your kids, you know, be anything.
Amen. Yes.
What?
We what? Got a snitch in the building. Oh,
what happened? Who's snitching?
Ciroc.
What'd he do?
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Next question.
Didn't do anything.
Next question.
The next question. Okay, why do pastors get more flack for having money than rabbis do, and particularly black pastors?
Because they're more poor people in the hood where the pastors preach, whereas the rabbi tend to preach in the place where people have more money.
I think we're naturally more flamboyant too, you know. I think those rabbis probably do drive the Ford. They may have more in the bank, but they're driving that Ford Focus, so we don't see it as much.
No. Okay. Trust me, in Brooklyn, you see them rabbis.
New York is a
riding out. New York. Riding out in their cars, and it is not a Ford Focus. It is nothing cheap.
New York is successful. We're not talking about New York. We're talking about the rest of the country.
Well, that's actually where there's a large population of Orthodox Jews.
Something's on fire. I see smoke all in the lobby.
I'm in the back.
Fire and brimstone. I think everybody is always the hardest on black folks anyway. And we're always the hardest on ourselves. We're the most critical people of ourselves. So then when we do have someone who is successful, whether it be a pastor or, you know, someone who has created a way to find some type of financial success, we are very critical of that person instead of giving them more props, and we kind of tear each other down, especially when we look at our spiritual leaders. Do we really expect our spiritual leaders to basically be on the same level as us when they are someone we're supposed to look up to? Because if we're looking for financial success, if we're looking for spiritual success, when you have all these things, are you supposed to represent yourself in a different manner?
Well, I think that it really depends on, again, the organization, the church, and the pastor itself. Because, say for instance, Reverend Philolove is, you know, going out there and he's helping the community and everything like that, and he's doing everything that he feels is going to make, you know, everybody else's lives better, you know, as a pastor. You know, you can't really compare him to, say, Reverend Dalla, as Infinite would say, who is taking that money and doing things financially. You know, I mean, there's a big difference between helping people out financially and helping people out physically. You know, like I said, my pastor will come to your house and help you cut the grass, whereas somebody else's pastor might give you the money to buy groceries. Does that make either one of them any worse than the other because they help in different ways? You can't really look at it like that.
Okay, and Delmar also added that they think that they'd be more worried about what we can't see rather than what we can see. Which I somewhat agree, but still, you have your homeless man on the street that has all this wisdom. He has lived a life that you couldn't even fathom, but still ended up in the street. Mr. Wendell, would you take the time out to sit down and really talk to Mr. Wendell?
No, because he probably stinks.
Exactly. But you're judging him from the initial look and his outside.
If Mr. Wendell, for some way, shape, or form, had some type of forum, and I heard, you know, even, you know, a few minutes of him, and it sounded like he knew what he was talking about, made some sense, then sure, you know, no problem. But you know, being honest and realistic, how many of us are going to stop to ask a homeless person, hey, how are you doing and what's going on with you? Give me 5 minutes to convince me that you're intelligent. You know, it's not going to happen. You know, so.
You'd be surprised.
You stop routinely and ask homeless people for advice?
Not so much that you stop routinely to ask homeless people for advice, but you have no idea who is homeless. You know, you could be, you know, standing outside waiting in line for something, and a dude will walk up to you and talk to you and say, hey, that's a nice book that you're reading, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah. Once
you know,
again,
so you can't really say that you're you would not give that homeless person the time, because a homeless person may take that time from you without you even realizing it.
You didn't hear what the beginning said. I said if there was some type of forum for them to express some type of logical opinion or statement that seemed, you know, proper. Wow, that's you know, like you said, I wouldn't know they were homeless, but I'm talking about walking past someone sitting on a curb and it's obvious homeless. But no, anybody that comes up to me, anyone, and says something intelligent, then I sit there and hold a conversation as long as possible. You know, that's different. You know, but I started off with saying if they had some form of forum or opening to express something, you know, intelligent, then yeah, of course I listen.
Well, some people do though.
Yeah, I would too. In that case, if I'm standing there, like you said, someone walked up and said something else about I read that book too. Okay, and yeah, we'd have a conversation. You know, I have no problem with that. I thought you meant would give an example. We walk up to a homeless person and just give them 5 minutes of hey, you know, tell me something.
But okay, on that, there are a lot of religious organizations who do that. You know, when I lived in Texas, the church that I attended, we actually did stuff like that. You know, it was called our outreach service. And we go out, and if we saw a homeless person, we'd stop and talk to them, you know, give them $5 or whatever. But, you know, either way, we're talking to them to see what they know. And we talk to, you know, and they talk to us to see what we know. You know, we just exchange your knowledge for a few minutes. You know, it's a good conversation.
Right. I'm just talking about on an everyday normal situation, not because I'm doing my church outreach for the week. I mean, just I'm just walking to work one day and I see a guy on the street. I'm being honest. Me, no, I wouldn't just talk to him. However, there was some type of exchange of a conversation where something intelligent was said, then yes, I would. But just normally walking down the street, no, I wouldn't just stop. I don't talk to people that look that in business suits that are obviously not homeless. I don't just walk with anybody, you know, and start a random conversation. So no, I'm just speaking for myself in that case then, on a normal situation. But yeah, if I was part of an outreach thing, then yeah, I would do that. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Or a pastor of a church, I would do that. Kimmy.
Hey, sir, how you doing? I'm all right. What you doing? Well,
digging through garbage right now.
I'm digging through garbage. What's going on with you? Well, I'm homeless. That's pretty much it. Okay, all right. I'll talk to you later.
Looking for my next meal.
What you? I don't. Oh man, I don't know. I must be different, like 2 Chainz. I don't.
I
get
mean,
it.
You know, talk to a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon or you know, them folks. They do that stuff all the time.
They do.
But it's like the homeless man that was on the side of the road asking for money, and this TV producer used to ride by him all the time, and one time he stopped and actually gave the man money, and the man spoke, and he saw that the man had a radio voice, and that man basically
he was holding up a sign.
But you know what?
But that shit went viral because he actually stopped and talked to the man. Hey, how you doing? And he actually heard that man talk, and he was like, wait a minute, do you hear this voice? And he videotaped him. My thing is, he took whatever reason made him stop that day, he stopped to have a conversation with that man. So, I mean, sometimes you can judge, sometimes you cannot judge. You got to do whatever you got to do. I mean, but most of the time, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying most of the time it's a natural reaction for most humans to judge on first appearances.
What I was going to say is that happened here. Actually, there's a where I used to work, there was a homeless guy we see all the time. This guy was looks nasty as fuck. I saw him once taking a shit on a freeway bridge. I mean, he's terrible. And he yells and screams at you. Always bugs my big, thick dread. Just a nasty dude. I think he's missing 2 legs. Well, listen, I always saw this dude and I would like avoid him. He was that nasty and smelly and it was terrible. Well, a couple years ago, they were talking about how cold it had gotten and homeless people, and the news interviewed him, and I swear to God, if you guys have ever seen that Dave Chappelle skit with Lil Jon where he has a proper English voice, that's exactly how the guy sounded. But you would never know that. I mean, all you do is yell and scream, hey, a dollar! You know, same dude, I saw shit on a freeway bridge. When they pulled over, he's like, well, I think that it's very cold here, and that, you know, the frigid temperatures have dropped to it. So, you know, I don't know his story, but obviously he's got one.
Everybody has one. You never know. Let me tell you something. A lot of people right now sitting where they sitting is a paycheck away from being that man on the freeway.
Oh, that's the majority nowadays.
Shit, real life and SL. Trying to tell you.
Right.
I can't pay my theater debt. Right. Okay. Okay, I got another good question.
Kimmy can't pay her tier after that greedy game today.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
After I whooped that ass? Because I paid it for 2 months.
Next question. She's lying.
Really? Let me pull up the chat log.
Why does Kimmy lie so much?
That's the question, question is, let me pull up the proof where it said I beat that ass, and then you got up and left and said, yeah, you fuck your table, and fuck your sim.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like something I would say.
Uh-huh. But not if you won.
Yeah, I would.
Whatever.
I tried whooping your ass. You're my best.
Whatever. Ass. Lying ass. Lying ass.
You ain't got an important question. You interrupt.
Why do Black Americans go to church extra sharp, or for better words, fashion forward? Like, do you really need a $500 Steve Harvey suit and gator shoes for church?
Hell yeah, they got women up in there.
Oh my gosh.
Now this is, I disagree with that, because most of the churches I go to or have been to always come as you are, and you'll see guys in jeans and a button down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see a lot of that around here. I'm in a minority with that. Except for Easter. Now, Easter, oh, Lord, Easter's a fashion show. Sister Jenkins got on that $200 hat she's been saving all year. Brother Barton went and got his gator sling. Oh, yeah, Easter's a fashion show. That's why I cannot go on Easter. That's the one I have to go. Easter's crazy. Yeah.
That's when they light up the strobe light in the church.
When you see a man in pink gaiters, it's time. Pink gaiters. Yeah, it's time. I'm done. Yeah. I can't do it.
That's what he wore in the club the night before.
Probably.
But do you guys, well, for those of us who have gone to the churches where, you know, the women are wearing, like, the straight off the runway suits and the big hats and so on, and, you know, the men are, like, custom tailored down from head to toe, is all that necessary?
No.
Of course not.
No, it's not necessary, because women don't like you for your personality. you don't need to buy no expensive ass clothes. Oh, wait, we talk about it in the church, huh? My bad. Let me mute myself.
Well, why do you think that happens? Do you guys know why Black Americans dress up to go to church.
It's a belief thing. You know, people believe that you have to look your best when you go walk into the Lord's house.
Really? Where'd that come from?
My grandma. My grandma said that. So it must be true.
Oh, I remember it coming up. We would, you know, get a couple suits throughout the year, and you try to, you know, juggle your suits and stuff where you slacked. But I don't ever remember being that important. You know, we went to go all the time. Never. And then, like I said, I got older, like really, you know, I got to be an older teenager in my late teens, early 20s. It was a lot of come as you are. And then it was like acceptable. Come in some jeans and a button down and that's it.
Yeah. There is a lot of churches that are like that, but there's still a lot of old school traditional churches that, you know, will frown if a woman walks in that is wearing something besides a skirt or a dress.
Oh, no, that's still, even the ones come as you are, you get that look, you go in there and you got some pants on and you're a woman. Oh yeah, that was still, that's goes without saying.
But white churches don't think that.
I don't go to white churches. Cause
I've been to quite a few white churches and, you know, they're all for the come as you are. You could walk up in there with I kid you not, and this made me not go back. But there was this chick in there, I kid you not, she looked like she had just came from the club, for real. I mean, she was all shined up and, you know, glitter and all kinds of stuff. And she was up there at the altar call and praying and everything like that. But, you know, hey, she came as she was.
From the pole to the pulpit.
Hey, everybody need to hear the word.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe she wanted to change her ways, and she went straight to Jesus.
As long as she washed up before she did, because we don't need to be smelling no 8 hours of cooch.
That's so disgusting. I just gagged.
Well, I'm just saying, if she left the club and came straight there, I got a problem with that. But otherwise, man, no. She could have put on something a little more conservative, but, you know.
Yeah, she had her midriff down and
oh wow,
trying to see, you know, her muffin top and all of that.
I
didn't go back after that.
I'm gonna hit y'all to some knowledge. When you look back to slavery, Sundays were the days that slaves, if they got off, that was the day that they got off. So they would go to church and, you know, worship and praise. But that was the only day where they can actually spruce themselves up. They were able to get dressed in something other than cotton picking clothes. And over the years, what they were able to do, as they began to actually earn a living, they started treating themselves to gloves and purses and hats that matched their outfits, and it became somewhat of a status symbol over triumph over hardships. Just wanted to share that with y'all.
Thank you.
Whose TV is that in the background?
That's probably Kimmy's.
Oh, probably Kimmy.
Kimmy. What is her mama talking? You don't want to hear your mama talking loud. And she will not say bumble plot peace fighter to me before me. But, you know, she won't even say it for me.
Okay, we got one more game of of Christian, Jewish, or Catholic.
Wow. I agree with that, Diamond.
Oh, what did Diamond say? I'm sorry.
She said, if the focal point for you when you're in church is what someone else is wearing, then perhaps one should examine why they are going to church. Mm-hmm. Because you should be looking at the Lord, and you should not be looking
to be in the Bible.
Other girl. Right.
Eyes forward, young man.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we're going to play Christian, Catholic, or Jewish.
Yay.
Okay. There was a couple.
Jewish.
Oh, remember.
I win.
You are so wrong.
And remember, whoever answers correctly first in local chat will be receiving some L's. Okay. There was a pastor in Houston and his wife who stole over $400,000 from their congregation.
Why and they used thieves?
And they used it for gambling trips to Louisiana.
Oh, that's definitely
But that was Christian. You said pastor.
Yeah, you kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, then as a bonus, black, white, or Hispanic?
Oh, they were black?
Black going to New Orleans? Ain't no white people going to New Orleans to party.
Ain't no black, ain't no white people in Louisiana.
Even the governor ain't white.
That was a failed question. Are we going to get another one?
We need you to Google some preacher failures real quick.
Okay. I got a good preacher or pastor or minister or clergyman or just rabbi.
Say the person.
There was a man.
Okay.
At a mega church.
That tells it away right there.
Right. Give it away.
Nope. Damn. We're going to play black, white, or Hispanic then. At a mega church, who had sex with a teenage girl.
Well, it wasn't white. A Jewish guy. I mean, wasn't Catholic. You know that. White.
Mm-hmm. Was she dead or alive?
And it wasn't. We know it wasn't Eddie Long.
And he said the Lord told him that it was okay.
Oh, that's a black guy.
Oh, yeah,
that's a black guy.
That's
a black guy.
No, that's white. He was white.
He was white.
Black people always looking for justification. Ain't no Hispanics don't even go to church.
I'm telling you, he was white.
That's a. That, no, they don't.
He's a Cypress
audience. He is facing audience.
Nope, I'm see, done with him. I am done with him.
We got any Hispanics in the audience?
There are more Hispanic churches in my city where I live than there are any other churches.
He just mad because the new pope is Latino and he ain't getting the job.
All Hispanics had that picture of Jesus in their dining room, so that is their church. And they church is at dinner time.
He just mad that the pope that got the job was Latino and he ain't get it. That's why he's saying that. He's salty.
It was racial. They didn't want no black pope.
I will give y'all the answer when we get back from break.
See you in a bit.
When we get back from break.
Good luck. Cyprus is saying they're Latino and they go to church.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication leads to complication.
No, it's like to legalize prostitution. You are buying her shit to get some ass. In fact, she may or may not get the ass, so you might even be getting frauded.
You know, but that's what happens in marriage. You buy a ring.
That's a lot of money.
And you make a commitment to sleep with him all the time.
Nah, I don't want to go that far.
Pay bills.
I don't know. I go with dating, not marriage. Because I may not even want to fuck you after about 3-4 years. I'm like, you know what? I just jack off.
Beat it. Let me tell you something. There's so many things a woman can do inside of her vagina to keep a man wanting to sleep with her all the time.
Huh?
Yeah.
So many things.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
There's a way you could work your Kegel muscles where they move opposite.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. They don't just squeeze.
What else do they do? Chew? What are you talking about?
Because remember, you have like remember Luke's Freak Fest videos? How they would show women who can shoot out ping pong balls
and a bottle chick and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're working their Kegel muscles to move back and forth to get that out, just like in your birth canal.
That's a Miami thing.
That's what the Kegel muscles do.
Yeah, those chicks from Miami do have some strong ass Kegels. Welcome back, everybody. I'd like to give a shout out to everybody here in the crowd. Shout out to Robert. We miss you.
Shout out to Waldo. I see you.
Shout out to CVB. Shopping and listening. That's what's up. Where did we leave off, Ms. Veen? We got a good 9 minutes left in the show. I'd like to go out
telling
with a bang.
Who won the thing?
The person who won was actually Camilla. Did I say that right? Camilla, are you still here? It was the gentleman that you referred to as Jack Schaff. Who said that the Lord wanted him to be with that 17-year-old girl. His exact words were, "This is exactly what Christ desires for us. He wants to marry us and become eternal lovers."
Oh, my.
So, yes, Mr. Jack Schaff. I know I'm saying that wrong. I always say names with double A's and a C-H in it wrong. But yes, he has disgraced his Indiana megachurch.
Oh.
But, you know, at least he had her consent. Unfortunately, her and Dior were the same age. Ooh. They keep coming. I am 22, damn it.
You know what's funny?
News.
You know what's funny? Is we calling you 17 now. When you get about 28, you're going to be like, I'm 22. So shut that shit up.
I'm going to go on ahead and let this out. Y'all are about to learn today. Khemesia Renegade and Dior, they are sisters. Dior is her younger sister. Boom, I told it.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay.
That's me and you must never part.
Okay, you need to stop singing. God, Jesus wants you never to sing again.
Okay, I got a good question. We're going to talk about church and sex.
What?
Sex before marriage, is it working?
Hell yes. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm. By all means, yeah.
I don't think it's working.
It's working. Because you don't want to marry nobody that can't fuck. You don't want to marry nobody that can't fuck. And that goes for you women too. You can sit here and say it like you want to, women. You love that nigga, but if he's not hitting it right, you will cheat. You're going to try to teach him at first, but then, you know what? Fuck it, nigga. I'm going to go fuck the janitor because he was hitting it right. So, no. You need to get that out ahead of time.
Yeah, because that's a temporary decision. You're talking about for life.
Right.
Life. Right. You're willing to risk a lifetime of bad sex?
Let me tell you something.
No, you ain't.
No, you're not.
Listen, I try my best to follow the no sex before marriage.
Oh, yeah, how's that working out for you? Kiss the baby for me.
For me.
Kiss the baby for me.
you missed that. That was the April Fool's joke.
Oh yeah, you missed that.
Oh, he missed that.
Yeah, me and Smoke don't really have a baby.
Not yet.
That was our April Fool's from last year, so we decided to.
Oh wow!
But you can still, donate diapers if you want.
Wow!
Shout out to all y'all who did. That's what's up.
Still shout out to those who cut my card over that.
Wow. My bad. Shout out to all the people who hit Smoke up talking about I wanted to have your baby.
Wow. How you been, your baby? Cute.
And I'm gonna admit, I don't even know if y'all joking now about joking. I'm gonna not say nothing else.
How old that baby now? About a year old now?
Shit, I don't know.
I will have to look at the pictures.
Yeah, we gotta look at the time stamps.
I quit.
That's why you messed me up at that last show, Finn, when you was like, yeah, Vina, how old the baby now? I ended up smoking the box like, how old the baby now? I'm like, it gotta be almost a year.
Y'all are full of shit. I don't even know. But, okay. Awkward moment time.
But I don't believe that there's a such thing as sexual incompatibility.
Yeah, there is.
Yes, there is. Oh my gosh, yes, there is.
Yes.
Oh, yes, there is.
You can teach anybody to have sex.
You can't teach her to get bigger boobs. If she an A cup, it's a wrap.
No. But that's something that you can decide upon seeing someone visually. But okay. once you're in bed with somebody, you can, if you're patient, you can teach your lover to be the best screw ever.
I disagree.
Most people are incompatible when the next person does not choose to do something. When they're like, oh, I don't want to do that. Or, oh, I don't. That's when the incompatibility comes into play. Because you're like, well, that's something I want. And they're like, well, I'm not. But if that's the person you're going to be with, y'all married, that's your husband, that's your wife, this should be some kind of compromise.
But or the willingness thing too is,
please your people, mate.
There's a level of comfortability. If you and I are married and I say, hey, I'd like you to do this, you might do it for me, but you're not going to be comfortable. And ultimately, I'm not going to enjoy it. So I'm going to stop asking for it, even though I really want it. So, no. Sorry.
I don't do the butt.
Well, see? You only 17. Wait till you turn 19. 19, we do the butt. But anyway, no.
Is that what
I
you told your daughter?
Hey, right.
Y'all gonna stop like, okay, hold on the real,
the butt ain't all that bad.
Y'all
stop
you talking about my daughter.
You're right, she's still a virgin.
Stop talking about my daughter. All jokes aside, we're gonna stop that right now. Okay? Stop that right now. This is serious Finn, okay? Serious. We're not gonna do daughter jokes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for playing. Now, as I was saying.
Can your anus be a virgin? I don't think so.
Yeah, so I think that if they're not comfortable doing it, they may do it, but it's going to be a difference. So
that's why you talk about that beforehand. You should be able, if you have a partner that you can't discuss things that you would like sexually done before that actually happens, then obviously that isn't the person that, you know, you should be with.
You may not even know. It may just be something.
Just because you're not having sex before marriage doesn't mean you can't talk about it.
Right, exactly.
It may not be something important to you now. It may become, you know, like, okay, personal business time. When I was married for like the first 3 years, I didn't get head. I didn't like head, so it didn't bother me. Now, I wouldn't date your ass for 3 months if you ain't giving them no head. So,
but that's something that you would have a conversation with that person about.
No, it never came up. I was fine with it. That's what I'm trying to play. And I didn't mind not getting it. But eventually,
that's the problem.
No. I'm saying so. Then she would do it. And I was like, no, I'm good, because you could tell she didn't want to do it. So no. So ultimately, now that was the issue, but I'm just saying that would have been an issue. So no, sorry.
So, like, if you're watching a porn or something 10 years into the marriage and you're like, yay, let's try that. And she's like, no. So would you divorce her then? Or?
No, you wouldn't divorce. I mean, come on, it's not that. But I think that if you really wanted to do it and she didn't, it would cause some issues. I'm not saying you're going to go out and cheat or you got to or whatever. But I think that if you really, really wanted to do something or you're really into something or wanted to try something and you didn't, then there would be some type of resentment there, for lack of a better word.
Well, that's why,
exactly, communication. A lot of people need to get to know their potential partner.
Okay.
So spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, they need to have conversations about all these things. What they like to eat, what they don't like to eat, what they're allergic to.
Change.
Right.
We have a conversation now.
But you did not even know she didn't do it, period. That wasn't a change.
No. No, you're not listening. I didn't care about it back then, so I didn't want it then. That's where you're listening. Later on is something I grew into enjoying. That's what I'm trying to say. So you may not. We can have a
question. If she didn't do it, how did you start learning that you liked it?
We watch movies together. I'm like, you know, that looks kind of good when she does that. You know, she's like, I don't know. You know. And it was like, okay. And she would get drunk and do it and be like, yeah, never mind. I'm good.
Good.
I thought I felt some teeth there. Nah, I passed. And that, you know. No, my point, though, honestly, all jokes aside, is that you may, at this point in time, me and you have this talk, and you say, I do X, X, and X. And I say, you know what, that's all I do. Cool. But down the line, one of us may say, hey, you know what, I want to try Y, and I really want to try Y. It's something that happens over time. So, no.
Right, but you have to be open to conversation. That's what we're saying, communication. Oh, if something changes,
you're
having a conversation.
Doesn't mean
you
you're going to
get mad because something changed.
No, it doesn't mean you're going to do it, but at least you have a conversation. At least you're open to a conversation. They're not going to shut it down and say, oh, hell no. They're going to sit there. Y'all should sit down and actually have a conversation. Is this something that we want to do? Is it not? Do I want to compromise?
So.
But at least you're open to the conversation.
Can you ask about something that you're not even interested at that point in time? Or you just said, or are you telling me we're going to run off every sexual act on the list?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you should have a relationship that's open to communication, knowing that no matter what changes or what happens, you can come to your mate and say, hey, you know, I know we talked about X, Y, and Z earlier, but, you know, lately I've been feeling A, B, and C, and I wanted to know how you felt about it.
That was the conversation. That was the conversation.
What are you talking about? All we said is to communicate.
Okay. I said that, but my point is that it still don't mean it's going to solve the problem. Because the problem was, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I don't like doing it.
So then you work it out. You compromise. That's what marriage is about.
The compromise was, I'm going to do it on your birthday and when I'm drunk. And I got the point, I was like, never mind. That was the compromise.
She was trying to compromise.
What I'm trying to explain to you. No, there's a. Oh my God. My point is this. I didn't enjoy it because ultimately I knew she wasn't enjoying it. So it was like, just forget it. That's what I'm saying. But at the same token, it was something I really wanted, but I wasn't getting. That's a sexual compatibility issue. That's all I'm saying. That does happen. I'm not saying that I handled it right or she was wrong. I'm saying it happens. And if you sit there and say, just because we talk, it won't, is bullshit. It will happen. It can happen.
Well, it ain't happening with me.
Well, that's because you do everything. You got all three holes.
Let me tell you something. Can I go on the TMI right quick?
We might have.
When don't you go on the TMI?
Wait, you said I could go into TMI?
You might as well. I'm going to put y'all out there.
Okay, just like...
My wife called me today and cussed me out. I'm killing all y'all. I heard you talking shit on the radio.
Because I want to explain something about the Kegel muscles.
Oh, God.
Okay, because, you know, just like when you boo-boo like this real... this real big turd, right? And it break off.
Oh God!
And it kind of your muscle by mistake kind of.
See y'all next week.
I'm done. I was just talking about turds. I'm good. I'm good on that.
How do we go
say what talk show?
Vee's nasty ass. Literally, her nasty ass. Chop the turds off in half.
We thank y'all all for coming. God bless. Good night.
Well, I knew Selena would like that her old shit, man.
Boy.
Thank you, Fatty. If you don't know how to chop the turd in half, then you don't need to read no book anymore.
Word to your man,
we miss a lot. We miss a lot. We just shit it all on the end. Rest in peace, Robin. I met this
girl the other day. I met this girl. I was trying to tell y'all.
No, but you should have left the shit part out. Show me name. What's your
motherfucking name? It was gonna be a
No, that's not. No. Give me her phone number. She wrote it on some paper. On some motherfucking paper. Check it. Then I called her on her cell phone. I called her on her phone. Then she told